There were really no Jews in them towers. Can you explain that?
Well, spiritually, there were a lot of Jews in the towers. A lot of Jews died in those towers, spiritually.
Oh, I see. Well, the 3,000 Jews were not at work that day in those towers. That just gave a lot of people have the impression that the Jewish population out there in New York, was aware that something was going to happen, and they didn't show up for work that day.
Yeah, we got a call from the Kahila that Ariel and some of the boys in the Mossad, they got together and they wired up the building and they took them down. It was going to be a hard thing to take them down anyway because we wanted to build some new structures and the buildings were getting old and it was time to bring them down. This way, we make some shekels by destroying the building. Old Silverman, who's a good friend of mine there, Larry, he got a twofer. He got a two-for-one there and he doubled the insurance magically just 3 months before it happened. And then he got a two-for hit on it, so he made like four times his money. I should have been in on the deal. He asked me, but I said, oh, I don't know. Let me think about it. It took a little too long for me to think about it, and he pulled the plug. He pulled it, as they say. And so the buildings come down. But at least I got in on the market, and I was short American Airlines. I was short United Airlines. I was short Lloyd's of London Insurance Company because they took a big hit. Allianz Insurance Company, I was short them. So I made a few shekels.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, there's a lot of speculation here. You know, I know that the Jews are thieves and liars of any moral society. Now, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and talking to me because I also know that there's no conscience among Jewry. And Rabbi Finkelstein, it doesn't matter what I say to you. It's going to bounce off you like water off a duck's back, right?
Well, Jews always feel guilt. We've always felt the guilt. We have a conscience.
The only conscience you have is when you can't steal all the money from anyone or any country.
Well, you're hitting a little close to home, but you're correct.